Welcome to The Hitch, week 7.
Hi.
Hi.
It's
Ugh.
Day 49.
It's day 49.
It is after 10 p.m.
Yeah, we're so tired.
And the 4-year-old has just finally...
Maybe.
Hopefully... Possibly fallen asleep.
We gotta talk quietly because we're in the trailer because there's a lot of mosquitoes at the site. And yeah, I feel like I've been run over.
Well, so. We started him going down at about 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
That's long.
Just in case you think it's all rainbows and butterflies. Yeah. It's not.
It's not.
Yeah, the problem was he was very, very tired and fell asleep in the car on the drive back. We went to visit my sister today down in Denver. It's about 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
And we were driving back at like 5 or something, just close enough to his bedtime of 6:30 that he fell asleep and there wasn't a whole lot. I mean, it was one of those sleeps where, I mean, on hindsight, we should have done everything to wake him up.
Could have done,
but
really.
He was so tired and he just passed out, and so he got about like a half an hour.
Is that
oh
him?
My god, I don't know. We're like hiding half an hour of sleep.
I don't think that was him.
And anyway, it was enough for him to be like bonkers.
Yeah, just enough to give that false sense of feeling awake. Oh my god, just
he's like,
yeah,
I don't have any energy. And I'm like, well, that's good. You can just close your eyes. And
yeah,
I tried to lay down with him and cuddle with him. And he's like, this isn't comfy. Because, like, we're on this, like, single, what the equivalent of a single bed.
I mean, it's funny to me because every night our sleeping configuration is the same.
He
sleeps on a... on the, like, the couch.
It's like a little bench couch.
Yeah, it's like a little bench couch.
That's in between the dinette and the kitchen area.
And our 14-year-old sleeps on the dinette.
Right.
He stays up late. We've talked about this before. He stays up as late as we do, if not later. And so we all have to kind of cram into this room, our bedroom, onto the bed. Sort of including the dog.
Yeah, everybody's like hiding out in the bedroom.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel too small or too cramped.
Mm-mm.
Until a situation like this arises where it's just never ending. You're all sort of smashed
in
together. And
needed some milk, needed some water, needed
and
to
get
the
up
to
pee twice.
Like, maybe even 3 times. I don't
remember
at this point. But yeah.
But it just, it gets real small in here when...
Well, and you can't really hide from him at all.
You can't do anything
and
except just
like
deal with it.
And there's not like a door to close or anything. But yeah, and you know, you just never know, like with kids.
Right.
Like, there are times when he's fallen asleep in the car before and then just gone to bed nicely. You know what I mean? And... you just never know.
Well,
and sometimes we rush back to get him here early to get to bed. Like, we usually try to be home early from whatever we're doing in the day just to get him to bed. And it still doesn't matter.
No.
He'll still stay awake.
And I think the thing that's hardest is we all had a Waterworld hangover today.
Well, that's the thing.
You know, we... oh, we're dragging today.
Yeah, the thing is, it's a really big water park, and it's on the side of a pretty steep hill. And so you end up walking up and down a lot, carrying big tubes, you know, and being in the sun and the water all day long. It takes a toll.
Yeah.
I mean, it's well worth
it. We were there for 7 hours, so there's that, too.
We were there for 7 hours.
Plus all the driving back and forth and everything.
Right.
I mean, it was a late night, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't get to bed until, 9-something last night.
9:30.
He actually conked out right away last night, you know. But just we all were tired today.
And the 14-year-old spent the night at my sister's house.
Yeah, with her.
She had her, like, grown adult kids there.
Yeah.
They all stayed up playing games and things like yeah. that. So they were all tired. We were tired.
Yeah. And so you would just think like...
You would think.
He would go down, but he did not.
It's when everyone's overly tired that things go south.
And it... Yeah. I don't know. Kind of feels like week 7 going out with a whimper.
Going out with a major league whimper. Yeah. And maybe some tears. I don't know. I feel wrecked.
I feel really, really wrecked. We got to get up in the morning and pack up and we tow.
We're moving. We're going to Lions, Colorado, which is an amazing campsite.
It's an amazing campsite.
Run by the city. Yeah. And it's just the cutest little town just barely in the
It's also our last campsite before we start heading home.
Yeah.
Which we're there for quite a while.
We're there for 11 nights.
Yeah.
So that's quite a while. So
that's a long haul.
Yeah.
But I think being tired and all of that, it is like, we're going to our last campsite.
Yeah.
Before we start heading back.
I mean, we have a few campsites on the way back, but those are really just overnight.
That's just on the way back.
And we don't want to be there. We're just getting through or whatever. Yeah,
there's a big difference between...
This is the last campsite that we're psyched to be at, really.
Yeah, and we're really psyched. I'm really looking forward to it, but...
It's a beautiful campsite.
Boy.
But we really had to...
Not looking forward to
go. We went through the ringer.
If I feel this worked. Yeah.
That was a long... ringer today.
Two and a half hours, whatever.
Yeah. That's
right. Which is too bad, because even though we were tired, it was a nice day. We ate dinner.
It was a nice day. I can't even hack it anymore. Yeah, we went.
You can't hack it.
We spent the day with my sister and her family.
And it
was great. We had a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a really nice day.
Yeah, but not a nice evening.
No, not at all. And now it needs to end so we can sleep.
Well, I got to edit this together.
I know, it's true.
And get it up.
And then it's the beginning of week 8.
I know, I can't believe that.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. The funny thing is we're only like a half an hour away from the other campsite. So it's going to be a very short tow.
Yeah.
Dan installed our new mirror.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It's a real mirror.
It's a real mirror, so I don't have to have like the rave in my eye on the left side. And so we're good to go for towing. The funny thing is like this campsite we're staying at, St. Vrain State Park, they like to get you out. It's always booked up, so they are like sweating you if you're not out by the 11 a.m. And then the check-in isn't until a couple hours later there, so we'll see.
Yeah.
See how tomorrow goes.
We'll drive real slow.
We'll drive real slow. It's like a 38-minute drive. There's a
couple of homemade jerky huts we could pull off at along the way. But we will talk to you in week 8.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
You're yawning as we sign out. Yep.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!